Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just 6 weeks from today, voters get to winnow the Democratic field in the race for the late Ted Kennedy seat in the U.S. Senate. December 8th is the date of the primary election. Voters got a chance to check out all four Democrats in their first formal debate of the campaign last night. WBUR's Fred Tice was there, and this morning has this roundup of the debate held at the Kennedy Library.
Venture capitalist Stephen Pagliuca and City Year founder Alan Casey showed they still have a lot to learn about how government works. Moderator Peter Mead asked Casey what are the first three things he would do to keep Hanscom Air Force Base and the Natick Soldier Systems Center from being shut down.
Well, Peter, like Senator Kennedy, I'm going to seek a seat on the Armed Services Committee. So I'll be right there in the middle of this to make sure that we protect Hanscom and these jobs in Massachusetts.
But the base closure process is designed to take influence away from legislators and focused at the Pentagon. It's a point that Casey seems to have missed. Pagliuca, too.
The first thing I would do is identify the senators who are backing the closure.
Pagliuca also appeared to think that members of Congress decide which bases to close. Before the debate, a poll by Western New England College revealed that most people in Massachusetts still had not heard of the three men running against Attorney General Martha Coakley: Pagliuca, Casey, and Congressman Mike Capuano. Last night was their chance to make an impression. On the economy, they tried. Mead asked the candidates whether they would support another economic stimulus, and if so, how they would pay for it. Pagliuca said he would get that money from tax increases.
We shouldn't go crazy because it will kill the economy, but you have to look at increasing the marginal rate. It's at 35% for the wealthiest individuals. Many countries are at 40, 38. We can handle that. You'd have to look at slight increases in the capital gains tax.
Casey and Capuano also said they'd support another stimulus and pay for it by raising taxes. On foreign policy, Pagliuca and Capuano opposed a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. Coakley and Casey fudged the question. For much of the debate, it was hard to distinguish between the candidates' positions. All four opposed sending more troops to Afghanistan, and they all supported giving illegal immigrants a way to become citizens. As for health care, all four candidates backed President Obama's proposal for a public health insurance plan that would compete with private insurers. The president has called for bipartisan reform, but Coakley said Democrats should pass health insurance reform without waiting for Republicans to join them.
Bipartisanship is nice. The president has certainly said he wants to do that, and that's a good goal, but I think that we need good progress on this. We need to see a result. And so if we can pass a public option, because that's so important, I think it's important for people to understand that without that, you have only reform around the edges. You don't have any transparency or competition.
At all times, the candidates remained very polite with one another. On this issue, Capuano agreed with Coakley, but his answer sounded very different from hers. She tried to be measured. He went for feisty.
When you have the votes, you go for it. They didn't wait for it on the WPA. They didn't wait for it on Social Security. They didn't wait for it on Medicare. We should not wait for this to make sure that everybody's happy, because we'll never make everybody happy. We need to get health care for everybody and keep it as affordable as we can, as soon as we can.
Capuano may have needed this debate more than any of the candidates. He said that he wants to make this a two-person race between him and Coakley. But according to the poll released yesterday, Capuano is in a statistical tie with Casey and Pagliuca for second place behind Coakley. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.